Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Everybody, calm down. No shooting. Okay. Don't shoot anybody. Okay. And yeah. Okay. Now I'm getting some signals. I think the train is rolling. I'm sitting somewhere in the darkness right now, trying to find some light. And we're about to do a show for you. We've been doing shows for many years, myself and my lovely, darling, sexy, hot wife. Her name is Dr. Susie. I know some of you know about her. But tonight we're going to talk about all kinds of different things, and she's going to let you know what we're going to talk about. And if you want to call us, we actually have a phone number which I don't know. So does somebody know the phone number?
For tonight?
Where they can call. Yeah, just any phone number. What?
I think the regular phone number is
626. 461.
Are you testing me?
5950. No, I forgot. I have I have short-term memory. I'm an old, sort of an old guy, so.
I wasn't sure either.
I have a right to that. Okay. Dr. Susie.
Yes, Captain Max.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
All aboard.
All aboard.
FDR, which is short for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president, as well as Fuck the Rich on the Love Train. And yes, it's been going through some dark tunnels lately, as you were saying. But I see a light.
Yeah, there's light. There's us. There's liberals. There's lefties. And there's radical. That's a whole lot of light.
And it's not just at the end of the tunnel. It's in the tunnel.
Uh-huh. That sounds very... So it's...
So, Captain Max.
Yes.
You had said you wanted to speak about certain things. And
I'm going to talk about them sort of over the period of time.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, when Facebook says, what's on your mind? You ever see that?
What's on your mind?
That's what they ask. So tonight they asked me, and here's what's on my mind.
Tell me.
Assault rifles. Mm-hmm. What kind of man are you walking around with an assault rifle? Mm. What's wrong with you? Mm. How many enemies do you have? Mm-hmm. Might is not always right. And a lot of people are dying because I'm going to have open carry. You know, it's my Second Amendment right. First of all, the National Rifle Association was for hunters, period. Then it was taken over by a bunch of thieves. All those guys that have been running this have been stealing gazillions and millions. And in the process, people are getting assassinated by radicalized hunters, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, at this point, yeah, the NRA is a runaway train.
I mean, really, who are you afraid of walking around?
Because they're already going bankrupt, so. But the pussycat is out of the bag.
You know, I was in the Army. I love weapons, by the way. But I wouldn't have. Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't have one around.
Good.
Because if you have one around, somebody is going to get hurt.
Somebody's going to use it.
It's like having a bottle of beer around. If the bottle of beer, you're going to drink the bottle of beer. You're going to want to use and feel that cold metal and the kickback and the thrill that it gives you.
That's amosexual.
Amosexual. Why don't you get laid? There's like hookers. There's all kinds of people that... would be very happy to help you out.
And there's your hand.
Oh, and then your best friend is your hand,
of course. Shoot the gun between your legs,
honey.
That's
correct. So that's one of the things that I was thinking about, because when I was in the Army, I was a sharpshooter, baby. Mm. Okay?
And that well, was, you sure know how to shoot that gun between your legs, honey.
Yeah, well, that gun's getting a little...
Well, it shoots blanks at this point, but...
But it shoots.
Shoot. It shoots. It definitely shoots.
Yeah.
Woohoo! We love it.
Okay, no more babies. Yay!
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. I don't have to do that anymore. Okay, so that's one of the things that I was thinking about, and I feel so bad.
Yeah. I talked about it a lot last week.
I know.
So
but
I think you,
asked you me.
Need to talk about
yeah,
it
I need to talk
more.
About it because it affected me deeply.
As it did me.
Deeply, because they call us the radicals, the lefties. They call us all these names. And these right-wingers, all these people with these strange hats on that are red, and all you people walking around with guns hanging around, do you know that if a guy wanted to kill you, you could never, ever employ your weapon against him?
Hmm. Did you, that's I guess why, not time.
No, if, that's why, right, that's why they shoot him when they're far away. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm this close to him, he's not going to shoot me with his gun hanging over his
yeah,
shoulder.
So last week on FDR, we were just pretty raw after the Georgia spa shootings, the massage parlor massacre, and we talked a lot about the three different forces converging to make that happen, which seemed to me to be guns, God, and sex addictionology.
I'm glad you left out the pizza.
Yeah, well,
would,
I don't
that
think
would
pizza
be racist.
Yeah, right, right, okay. Right. No, I know you love pizza, honey.
Yes, that's right. I love pizza.
Who
pizza's
doesn't?
Pizza's not going to shoot you.
You can't be Italian and not love pizza.
There's a song that could kill you because it was.
Well, the cholesterol.
No, oh. No. When the moon hits your eye.
Like a
big pizza pie.
That's amore.
That doesn't kill you.
No, it would burn your face. You would get third degrees, especially if it was right out of
love
the oven.
Love heals.
No, we just eat
and
it.
And that's the key. Is
yeah, don't throw pizza at anyone, okay? Please don't do this at home.
This
or don't
guy
do this in the pizzeria.
Who said on his Instagram, jeez. Robert Aaron Long, he said that he was into, I don't remember the order, but something like guns, pizza, and family and God. And yeah, he didn't mention that he also went to masseuses, and that was probably the most healing thing that he did. And he killed the most healing thing in his life. And I feel that his whole community was complicit. The Crab Apple First Baptist Church. Those are pretty rotten apples. Not just one rotten apple, but the whole bushel. And these so-called treatment centers for a bogus disease, sex
scam,
addiction.
Scam,
scam. Scam, scam, scam. We're going to talk about scams and spam in a little while, because it's almost April Fool's Day. So don't be fooled by the scams out there. And our man in the scam world, Harry Sapien, has a binder full of scams right here.
Woohoo! Thanks, Harry.
I think Harry has a scam fetish. Anyway, there's a binder full of scams, sort of like Mitt Romney's binder full of women that he had back when he lost against Obama. Poor Mitt. But in any case, there's a lot of scams out there, so be careful. Don't be a victim. And it's a lot harder to be careful of the flying bullets. The ones in Georgia happened in these massage parlors. I'm sure that there are very judgmental people out there who say, well, I don't go to massage parlors. So, yeah. And yet Then it happened again, a somewhat maybe of a copycat crime, although very different in the sense that we don't have any idea what this guy was up to, except he's quote unquote nuts. And that happened in the Boulder, Colorado supermarket, King Super. And this guy, maybe he's just in it for the fame, or maybe he just can't stand life and he has a gun. Anyway, our piece on guns, God, and sex addictionology, the massage parlor massacre, is in Counterpunch, the Weekender. So check it out, read it, and listen to our show last week. And we got to follow the bonobo way of peace through pleasure.
Can I go back a little bit for a second to those rifles and those weapons? I wanted to ask a question because I'm not too, you know. Why are cops for those weapons that then kill them? Are there cops that are against?
Well, there are some. Yeah. There are some.
Well, I don't hear them.
Well, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, sure. Oh. There are some. But a lot of them also collect weapons at home.
Yes, I understand.
They
that.
Like weapons.
Yeah.
As a hobby.
Yeah, and they have bad days.
Exactly. Yeah, the best immediate response to the spa shootings in Georgia was from The Onion, which is, of course, always a parody. But in this case, it made the most sense, which is after Sheriff Jay Baker said, well, you know, it wasn't a racist act. It wasn't a hate crime. He was just had enough of the temptation. He was at the end of his rope and he had a bad day. And so The Onion said, yeah, you know, cops know what it's like to have a bad day and shoot eight people. Absolutely. Anyway, not all cops are rotten crab apples, but enough that there's a problem. There's a problem with a lot of MAGA on police forces, with a lot of gun collectors on police forces, with, a lot of racists on police forces.
And so the liberal cops, and there are good cops.
Oh, absolutely. Most of them are sex therapy clients.
But, right. But
they work it out.
They're silent.
They're not all silent.
If I see somebody getting murdered and I don't do something, I become part of that murder.
Absolutely. It's complicit.
Yeah, very complicit. That's a good word.
And there's a code.
I like that word.
Right. I feel that in the spa shootings, the complicit factor is attached to the church, the Crabapple First Baptist Church, the two treatment centers, Maverick and Hope Quest, and the police department. They did catch him, although it took them three spas before they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't quite understand why he wasn't caught after the first one, but he was at least caught before he got down to Florida, his next objective being to slaughter a bunch of people in the porn industry. It's a pretty sad situation that we're in. And as our friend Adriana said, this seems to be like perking up the killings because of the corona apocalypse and everybody sheltering in place, or a lot of people, there were less mass murders. Now they're coming up again because things are opening
up
again.
Yes, but there were also in 2020, there were more murders. There were a lot of murders of people.
Domestic.
A lot of it is sadly. I don't want to insult cowherders or anything, but from this the Trump guy. What's his name? Trump, right? The ex-president.
Donald,
that's his name.
Right.
Okay.
Drumpf.
Yeah. This fucking guy is walking around and want to kill this person and punch this person and, you know, and you have the guns and the...
He certainly enhanced the problem.
You see the MAGA people, they're like, what happened?
And yet this guy that shot up the Boulder supermarket, he was anti-Trump, we have to say.
Well,
he was not a Trumper. So it's not just Trumpers. It's this mental health problem combined with a gun problem.
You driving down the highway and somehow somebody gives you the finger, so you ram their car, get out, and shoot them and their children, and then get back in your car and go home? What? Hello? Anybody there? Yeah?
It's a gun culture that America has become. Why and a death culture, not just guns.
It's a death culture.
Bombs. I mean, we are out there still bombing foreign lands. And so that's the example that we set. We have the biggest, most expensive military in the world, and their only purpose is death. So why is it any wonder that people are going nuts and killing people?
Because that's what they've been told to do for the last 4 years or so. And that's because, you know, we have sins like China has sins, and we all have sins. We've all sinned. Remember that word which
I
you
do,
were talking
and
about?
As I said last week on Counterpunch, this is the modern word for sin is now sex addiction. So sex is demonized and guns are elevated to the point that they're pleasure toys. And hey, I say cocks not glocks.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people joining in on Reddit agreeing with them this. They're really going off and talking about some of this stuff. They're saying that...
Well, if you don't do it yourself, if you don't do it in your daily life, every moment, then in a few years, you're going to have some Nazis parading down here with open carry on the back of trucks. So you better go to Afghanistan, at least, where you can go hide somewhere. I don't want Nazis out here on my street. I don't want people who don't want to feed children. I don't want people who want to hurt people. That's not the kind of thing that I like. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a sissy man. I don't know. I know that's a bad word. But I'm a chicken. Okay, that's a good word. Yeah, chicken.
At least you're not a chicken hawk.
I'm not a chicken hawk, but I'm a chicken. I don't want to break no bones. I don't want... Nobody shooting me or punching out.
Actually, the one thing I didn't have a problem with Trump was that he was Cadet Bone Spurs. I mean, I'm all for people getting out of the draft, you know, especially during the war in Vietnam. That was a terrible war.
But we were able to stop it because we were a citizen army. We are now a mercenary army.
That's true.
We tell a young man, here's $1,400, $2,000, I don't know what you make a month. And what you need to do is go out there and kill somebody.
And here's a gun.
Here's a gun, and we're going to train you. No problem.
And I think I was seeing that something like over 30% of these mass murders are by veterans.
A lot of veterans, yeah.
I'm not sure if I have that statistic right, but it's a high statistic.
Yeah, high.
And it's because we teach them how to kill.
Mm-hmm.
We teach them a skill. Killing is a skill.
Absolutely.
And once you learn that skill, well, I mean, you want to practice it, I guess. I don't have that skill myself, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think if you spend a lot of time learning something, and then you're released into the world, and you're confused, and you're messed up, and you got PTSD, hey, you're on the road to using that weapon for no good.
You know, I'm going to go get my rifle because I don't agree with that.
I'm getting out of here.
Clear the studio. Put your children under the couch.
It's so sad because we're just getting ready to come out, have our roaring 20s, get wild and crazy, dance the night away. And it's scary. There's like shooting going on everywhere. Statistically, it's not as bad as it feels, of course. But the feeling of fear is so debilitating.
Which is one of the freedoms that every individual in the world has, is freedom from fear.
And we all have a little fear.
Freedom
but
from
to be
hunger.
Constantly afraid that you're going to get shot.
Well, that's fear.
And of course, Asian Americans are getting hit, and pushed, and assaulted.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. I mean, lots of different people are, but I think that
Asians
are getting hurt more.
What kind of asshole are you that would walk down the street and find a little old lady that doesn't look like you and beat her?
Well, there was one little old lady, I got to say, that hit back.
Oh,
Woo-hoo! She was great. She just smacked this one guy that smacked her first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she put him in a stretcher. And she didn't stop. She was angry that he hit her. And she was like over 65 years old.
She's an old person.
She's an old person, yeah. But she defended herself. And listen, most of us can't. So don't think that everybody can. She's like a superhero for doing
that. Oh, yeah, absolutely. 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 And you need to be a superhero. I need to be a superhero.
And I appreciate that Joe and Kamala did speak out against violence against Asians and Asian Americans when they went down to Georgia. But I wish they'd also have spoken out against violence against sex workers.
And black people. And
well, okay. Yeah. Yeah, all of it. You could say for everybody. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that Georgia spa shooting was a crime against sex workers. Even if these masseuses weren't giving happy endings, maybe they were, maybe they weren't. We don't know.
Right. And
not trying to say anything about what exactly they were doing. But they were providing healing touch.
Right.
That the killer perceived as a sexual temptation,
right.
And that I believe is sexual healing,
yeah,
physical touch healing, massage. It is so basic. You know, non-human animals love massage. You know how much our doggy Chico loves massage.
So,
bonobos love massage. They love to massage each other and make each other feel good all over, in the genital area, in the feet, in the hands, in the shoulders, in the back. You know, it feels good. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't go shooting people who provide pleasure.
What kind of guy or person would go and kill their hooker?
Their masseuse.
Or their masseuse.
Their sex worker.
Yeah.
It's the laying on of hands. Isn't that something that the church is all for? The laying on of hands? That's what this is. And I think something's going on. There's okay.
That's okay. We'll
call. It's a phone call.
Oh.
So we're gonna find out who it is.
Okay.
Hopefully it's not
connecting you right now. See.
Okay. Who
are? See, I have to know what this is. Surprise sex.
Who are we talking
right here.
To?
Build up.
Surprise call. What is going on?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Put your button. Put your finger on the button. Okay.
Okay. And the number is 626-461-5950 if you'd like to speak with us live.
Talk to us.
It's free right now. But you're on in public. So are we waiting or are we just moving on?
No, we're just waiting. He's now
all right. We're
disconnected now.
We're on the phone with
Who?
Aaron Houston.
Hello.
Aaron Houston.
Hello.
Hello.
Come in, Houston.
How's it going?
How are you?
There? Are you in Houston or is your last name Houston?
My last name Houston.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well, welcome to FDR. What's on your mind?
Okay. I have a sexual health question.
What's that?
Is it healthy to masturbate?
Yes. Okay. That's it?
What about if you, when you touch yourself and you have cream all over yourself, can you catch anything from it?
Cream?
Cream?
What kind of cream?
Is this cream from your body or cream
heavy
from a bottle?
Heavy cream?
Is this
what kind of cream?
Cream from a cow?
Lots of
or
types of cream.
Because it all depends what cream you like.
Whipped cream from your mama, that might not be too nice.
But. Whipped cream?
And he accidentally hung up.
And he, why? I was good. No, it's okay. Yes.
Hey,
you know,
here's the thing, guys.
Whatever cream
Let me just
you like.
Say to you people who are calling.
God bless you.
It's free to call right now because we're doing a show and you're on in public. So we might have some fun and make some jokes. Now, if you're calling us privately off the air.
Yeah, then we don't.
We might
anybody.
Still make some jokes. Right. No, we would.
After
take,
we hang up.
No, I make jokes with my clients, too.
I know. I do, too.
But
I do too.
Let's just say it wouldn't be a triple team situation where we're
clients,
all jumping on you talking about cream.
Yeah, I have to turn down a lot of clients.
Okay, so let's just elaborate a tiny bit more on Aaron's question,
right?
Which is cream. Is it okay to masturbate?
Yes, of course.
Almost always is, unless your masturbation involves doing it with a razor blade in your hand. Okay, things like that are not a good idea.
Or infection.
I feel like I have to say this because sometimes people are sticking light bulbs up their rectum, things like that, or gerbils.
That's not good. Right.
Not good. Okay, there are certain things is not good to do with masturbation, but general, you know, regular, so to speak, masturbation with a little,
you don't put the thing,
you know,
in
penetration
where,
of something, you know, like and always use clean toys. Okay, he said cream. Maybe he means his own
thing. Yeah, that thing.
Semen.
Semen, right.
Right.
That's it.
That could be like I creamed in my hand and I still kept going. That's fine. That's all good.
That's perfect.
You just enjoy
that's
yourself.
That's perfect. That's
now,
the way.
Now, if you're using unpasteurized milk, I don't know. But don't use your mother's milk because that's no good. Too taboo. But, you know, if you want to imagine it's your mother's milk, okay, that's no problem. You know, you can imagine anything you want. And that is one thing that the Crabapple First Baptist Church speaks against is fantasies. Having fantasies.
I went there the other day.
You went to the fantasy place?
Yeah, I went there with, where he lived.
What are you talking? You went where?
I went by Google.
Oh, you went to Ackworth.
I went right there to the massage parlor.
I see. Not to fantasy. This is you went to the geographical Ackworth, Georgia area.
Also where that rehab scam
right.
is.
They're all kind of there. Yeah, speaking of scams. Sex addiction. It's a scam diagnosis, people. Read my Counterpunch piece and you will see.
Great article.
Thank you.
Great points there.
Inspired by FDR, of course. That's how I get all my inspiration these days. We yap about it and then sometimes I write about it.
Right.
And we love our friends at Counterpunch. If you want to call and ask us a question, don't be surprised if we have fun with your cream. The number is 626-461-5950. And tonight, if you're tuned in live, it's the first night of Passover.
I know.
That's right. It's another Jewish holiday.
Correct.
Oh, my goddess.
Correct.
I mean, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Right. I mean, I don't know why we have so many holidays, but we do, and it's another one. Sometimes Passover coincides with Easter, and I think Easter is this coming Sunday, and it will be the last night of Passover. But tonight is the first night of Passover, and they're both basically spring holidays that celebrate the coming of spring, and both based on Dionysus, which is why we drink wine on Passover, 4 cups, actually. And, you know, if you're very traditional, well, it's all about the Manischewitz, baby. Ooh. So
I'm here for the
Manischewitz. Where's my bartender?
Bartender.
By the way.
That's you, Max.
Oh, I'm the bartender. Good evening.
Yes.
How may I help
we're
you?
We're in the speakeasy dining car on the Love Train, FDR.
And
I just want a little bit of Manischewitz here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Start my Passover off right. I'm not doing a full-on Seder. Like, sometimes I have, like, dozens of people. We are going to show a Seder, a sexy Seder, very sexy, after the show tonight. It's our sexy Seder from 2016 featuring Dayton Rains, porn star, and Master D on a bunch of dominatrixes, including Queen Rocks and also Savannah Jane, a Jewish deaf porn star who deep throats the Jesus Jackhammer dildo.
Let me have this.
And Yossi Vardan, an Orthodox rabbi who became an artist, formerly married to the great granddaughter of the artist, Mark Chagall. So we have an orgy after the Seder, which is a lot of fun. So stay tuned after this show to watch that amazing Seder. So now we have our wine. Boy, you poured me a whole big glass of it. Okay.
That's all there was.
Well, here. Okay, so
you
I'm going to give her some. And who else wants some? Because I'm not going to be able to drink
all of
this.
Yeah, I just want to sip for okay. To partake.
Anybody else? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do the
I have mine.
Little prayer. I'm going to stay from the microphone so you're not assaulted with my prayer voice. Here we go. I am not inciting someone's God to do any terrorist acts.
Right.
Okay.
This
is Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri HaGafen, Amen.
Amen, women.
So sweet and so powerful.
Oh, yeah, whoa, that stuff is good.
Dangerous.
Yes, indeed.
I love that wine.
Oh, yeah. So I have a little story to tell about this wine.
Well, go right ahead.
Should I go right ahead, or did we have
Well, we do have tons of comments. I'd love
let's
to
hear
get to
the
some
comments.
Of them.
Let's hear
okay,
some
cool.
The good ones. None.
Well, there's tons.
No brain damage
there's
stuff.
There's kind of filter. We've passed some of the subjects of other ones, but I got a point to some that are really great. Someone said, use creamy peanut butter, not crunchy. When we were talking about creams, we got beer bottles are better up the rectum. There are just some awesome comments in here.
I gotta say, as a responsible sexologist, no beer bottles up the rectum. Okay. Not on my watch.
Why? Because they're glass?
Because I might want to drink it after. No. Yeah, they're glass. No,
yeah,
you don't want to do that. You can break up there. Seriously.
No, I know.
And you're in the hospital with a beer bottle up your rectum.
Right, up your rectum. The whole problem, you have to take an ambulance, and then the whole family gets involved.
Okay.
You get bills.
Any other helpful hints from the...
Oh, yeah, there's tons. Should I go back to some of our past comments? Or past subjects?
Sure.
Okay. So we got Dick Face McGee back. I just want to give a shout out because he's been joining us every week. Dick Face McGee. He says hello from California. He's been partaking.
He's not the one that wants the beer bottle up his butt, is he?
No. He's not the one that wants the beer bottle up
his butt. Yeah, yeah.
We actually had some people debating, too, when we were talking about guns and about the shooting. So let's hear some of those comments. Sorry, I have to ship through them.
Debating.
Yeah.
Are they going to say, well, you know, if you ban guns, they'll just blow it up with a bomb?
No, they're saying there isn't a problem at all. The statistics emphatically do not match the media rhetoric. So, like,
there isn't this guy?
A problem. That is Dave 1066.
Yeah, Dave, kill those people.
Yeah,
sell those guns, kill those people.
35FI throwaway chimed in saying FBI currently says there's no proof that the Georgia shooter was motivated
there's
by race
dead
or
people.
Asian.
What evidence do you want?
The spa shooter was motivated, in his own words, by his own sex addiction, by the temptation. Now, sex addiction is a bogus diagnosis, but he felt that these masseuses were tempting him, and he killed them.
I get that.
And that is partially racist because they were Asian and because he went to Asian masseuses.
Hey,
but it was mostly a crime against sex workers. Now, there's no such thing as a hate crime against sex workers. And actually, I am not a big fan of the categorizing of crimes as hate crimes because I believe that it is a thought crime. I mean, you kill somebody and you're a killer. I don't know if whatever is making you kill them is racist or not. And it is something interesting to debate and talk about and understand so that we can improve in life. But I just don't think it's something to add years on, because it is a thought crime. Hate crime is thought crime. So I don't really believe in it.
Yeah, but they only get arrested when they step out of the thought.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Then once they say, well, yeah, you're this and this or this, yeah.
But let's just say this. If this shooter
in Georgia, if his lawyer
can prove that he wasn't trying to kill Asians, right. Does that make his crime any better?
No.
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 It doesn't.
But that's not what I was...
I get that point, too. And they were also arguing about whether, like... So Dave 1066, the same one, said, do you realize that an unarmed black person in America is more likely to be shot by a non-white police officer? And we have another debater, MBH 1975.
That's because everybody is fucking armed.
Yeah, and he says...
And by the way, I think our police departments are way too armed. Yeah. They have weaponry that is for the military.
Which reminds me of my new Marilyn Mosby.
Oh, yeah. She's cool.
Yeah. She's a cool lady, man.
Very cool lady. Now, in case you don't know, Marilyn Mosby is the Baltimore state attorney. And she stopped prosecuting drug possession, prostitution, sex work, minor traffic violations, and other low-level offenses in a move aimed at curbing COVID-19 spread behind bars. But that shift, which has been repeated by other prosecutors in many other cities, didn't just reduce jail populations in Baltimore, but nearly all categories of crime have gone down in Baltimore, confirming to Mosby what she and many criminal justice experts have argued for years, which is crackdown on quality of life crimes. That's what these are. They're not crimes against people. They're crimes like for drugs and sex work, traffic violations.
If you're for killing someone for whatever reason, it's a problem.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. But
what do you mean?
Okay. We're saying that crackdowns on non-lethal crimes, on crimes that are not...
Right, a reduced crime.
Is that stops more serious crime.
Yes, it reduces crime. Right.
Right. Violent crime has been down 20%.
Right.
Property crime, for all you property owners, has declined 36%. Homicides have also inched down in Baltimore, though Baltimore still has one of the highest homicide rates among cities. Oh, well. But here's the thing. A lot of those crimes, those violent crimes, homicides in Baltimore are domestic.
Domestic.
And that's very sad. And that's because people are cooped up with each other. And a lot of people can't escape their abusers. It's terrible.
Very poor. But they're abused.
I think what she's trying to cut down on, and which has gone down, are crimes outside the home, because she has basically decriminalized sex work and drug possession.
Yeah, it's absolutely great. My new, by the way, excuse me, if anybody is offended by this, you can send in a letter and I'll resign. But she's also very hot.
She is. She's sexy.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think she's cute. I'll say it too.
Not just me. Thank you. Thank you. Good. Good.
She's great. We love you, Marilyn Mosby. We don't know too much about you, except you're good looking and you have a really good idea here. And thank you for following through on it. Yeah. So, on the other hand, just down the road in Georgia, Georgia's getting worse. You know, Georgia's, like I said in the Counterpunch piece, it's kind of this epicenter of conflict. Oh, yeah, it's got two new Democratic senators. Oh, it's got Stacey Abrams. It's got a lot of progressive movement, but it just had this spa shooting. And now Governor Brian Kemp is taking away Georgians' voting rights.
Right.
And he did it in a locked door meeting surrounded by six white dudes. Now, hey, sound I'm married like, to a white dude, so I'm not like, against white dudes.
Sound like big mushrooms.
But seven white guys in a locked room taking away voting rights from people of color and poor people, basically.
Right, right, right.
That is not right. And not only that, but Representative Park Cannon was out there knocking on the door and just saying, I would like to observe this ritual. She didn't say ritual, but they said, no, no, you can't. We're going to arrest you.
Right, right. Two
and
big
then
guys
they
took
did.
Her away. Yeah.
They arrested her and dragged her from the Georgia State House.
Are you sure this
because wasn't? She was fighting for voting rights.
Are you sure this wasn't in Hong Kong? Because they're doing the same thing there, the communists.
Well, they're doing something similar.
They're doing the exact same thing. You can't vote.
You can't vote, and you can't have a say.
Right.
And this is...
Hello, Georgia.
Really alarming, Georgia.
Yeah, you're all very, very bright, nice state and everything, but really think about it.
It's teetering on the edge of progress versus devastation. I mean, you got the spa shootings, you got the just ripping away of voting rights.
And now, if I was very religious, I'd say that God is getting back at them with tornadoes.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Another slug of wine here.
Women.
Women, baby. All right, so.
More than one is always good.
Are we ready to hear my wine story? Because it has something
with
religion.
We're ready.
Okay, first of all, I had no idea it was Passover because I am not a good Jew at all. My cousin, Elliot, thank you, Elliot. Elliot, one of my favorite cousins, Elliot and Diane. Well, he told me it was Passover. And he reminded me of my first Passover with a big group in a synagogue when I was 5 years old. And there was like 1,000 people, I don't know, or 500 people in this big room with the rabbi and everybody's praying and eating. And I was a little bored, but now it was an event for, quote unquote, the children. Well, I was a child. And not only that, I was the youngest child in this room of 500 people. So the rabbi holds me in his arms as we look at this glass of wine. And Jews might know that this is the ritual of Elijah, where Elijah the prophet, and Christians know about Elijah, very important prophet. He never died, actually. He went up to heaven without even dying.
Well, he's with Elvis.
Yeah, right. Elijah and Elvis. Anyway, the ritual is that you fill up a glass of wine, you put it on the table, and then you sing this song, Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Hatishbi, Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hagilodi. Anyway, you sing this song, and Elijah is supposed to come into the room and take a sip of the wine.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Of course, you don't see him because he's invisible. He's like an angel or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the rabbi's arms, and everybody sings a song, and we're surrounded by a bunch of other kids, and I'm the youngest, so he asks me, did you see Susie?
Susie?
Did you see Elijah drink from the cup? And I said, no. Well, I hadn't. He hadn't done it. There's like, you know, did Santa Claus come down the chimney?
Sounds
the same
like
thing.
Sounds
I,
like
don't, I didn't see it. I didn't. I wasn't also briefed on this particular bit of mythology here.
Someone passed the script.
Yeah. So he says, "Are you sure?" He wanted to give me a chance. He was a nice rabbi. And I looked at it. I said, "Yeah, I'm sure." Or maybe I was a little child. So I said, "Yes, I'm sure. I didn't see anything. There's as much wine as there was to begin with." So he goes, "Okay, Susie, hang on." He asks every other child standing there. There's like 10 of them. "Did you see Elijah drink from the cup?" Well, they had gotten the script. Yes,
yep.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Rabbi. Yes, yes, yes. They all said that. Then he comes back to me, and he figured I'd learned. "Okay, Susie, now, did you see Elijah drink from the cup?" "No."
"No."
"Are you sure?" And then I started to cry. I mean, I want to cry right now thinking about it. I was just bawling because I knew all the other kids were saying, "Yes, yes, yes." And I did not see this thing, and I did not want to say yes. And I was screaming. I was saying, "He did not drink. There is no Elijah here. There's no wine missing. It's all there." And
it's all a scam, it sounds
basically
like.
Basically, I didn't know the word scam at
oh,
the
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Scams, yeah.
They start early. They start early.
And the rabbi's wife, who's called the Rebbetzin, had to carry me away because I was crying so bad.
Oh,
and she
gosh.
Took me in the back and she gave me all these gifts to try to get me to be quiet.
Ooh.
And I will
I'll
not
remember that wow. next time.
You know what? I got to be honest, Dr. Susie. I've known you for a little while, and that story doesn't completely surprise me about you.
This set me off. This was my beginning of religious abuse.
Yeah, yeah.
And
sure.
coming out against mm-hmm. religious abuse.
Sure.
And
yep.
I have to say, my mom came back there, and she was very embarrassed. And she said, "Susie, stop crying." But she did say, kind of under her breath, quietly, so that the Rebbetzin and the rabbi wouldn't hear. She says, "You're right, Susie. Nobody drank from the wine."
But yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah.
She told me I was right.
That's a great story.
And I knew from then on that religion was a scam.
It's awesome. What a great story. I loved it.
Yeah, it's one of those little lessons in life. Mm-hmm.
And I still went to synagogue, and I still went to Hebrew school, and I got bat mitzvahed, and I got confirmed because it was a social thing. And I enjoyed it all, but I never believed in it. And I guess I really worry about the people that do. And I know there's a lot of pressure to believe in it, and it's very sad, regardless of the religion. I think all religions, especially the major monotheistic religions, preach lies. And yeah, it might be a lie that doesn't seem like it makes a big deal, like just telling a little child that there's this invisible guy that came in and drank from the cup and that you can't believe your own eyes.
That's what leads you to madness.
But yeah. That's what leads you to madness.
Yeah.
And eventually, when you're not five anymore, but when you're 12, yeah. 13, 15, they start lying to you about sex.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very similar to my problem with Catholicism. Like, they believe the Eucharist that we take, you know, at Mass is the body of Christ. And I was like a child, and I was like, as a symbol, right? And they're like, no, it's the actual
and
body. It becomes his body because right. the Bible says it. It's like, it can't become his body. It's a cracker.
Right.
But yeah.
No, that's the truth, you know? But people hang on to religion. It helps them in life. It gives them purpose.
And I get that. I mean, you know? I like religious rituals. I like religious community. I just don't like
when they
the
interfere.
Rhetoric.
Yeah, and the rhetoric that does a lot of damage.
I don't like religious abuse. And being a sex therapist, I particularly don't like religious sexual abuse. But that's why I take certain holidays and I sex them up. And I have a lot of fun with it. And by the way, there's a great scene in this particular show that I'm watching now on the website. You can watch it anytime at drsusanblock.tv, but it's going to play tonight after the show at drsusanblock.com/live. It's also playing at drsusanblock.com/sexy-seder. One of the main parts of the seder is this horseradish. I guess you'd call it spicy, bitter herbs is what the Hebrews call it, maror. It's very strong. And remember the Jewish deaf porn star, Savannah Jane, who's a fantastic erotic entertainer.
Can you give out the website again? Several people are asking.
Which one?
Your website.
DrSusanBlock.com/live is where this show is now playing live.
Or just go to Google.
Or you can watch this particular sexy seder at drsusanblock.com/sexy-seder. And so now I forget where
Google has a complete list of them, so just go there, look it up in videos, and you can find them everywhere. Anyway, nice having you on the show. Hope you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, we have a couple Redditors.
Okay, you want me not to tell that story then?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
No.
Go ahead.
Continue, please.
No, it's okay.
No, please continue.
You don't even know what story I'm telling.
Continue.
I'll tell it another time.
No, continue, please.
I have a couple Reddit comments we could do.
Go ahead with the Reddit comments.
While we decide. Okay, so we have one of our Reddit commenters saying religious abuse is a thing that has caused so much trouble throughout history. And Drink H2O said religion is the opioid of the masses. So I thought those were a couple good comments. And even though this, I don't want to backtrack anymore, but I do have one shout out that I want to give because this comment was so good. It was from Dick Face McGee. And he was saying that he did want to point out that he did give Georgia a huge thank you for getting two blue senators through, though. So since we
all right, but he has to change his name or we're going to get this show censored.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
Sorry, Dick Face.
Dick Face McGee.
No, that's all right. It's not Nipple McGee. If it was Nipple McGee, then
Richard.
Yeah. it would be okay. Hey. So what else is going on? I see there's a lot of people out there, but I don't know what everybody's doing. Where are you? You all at home or in a car or paper box? are you in a big mansion up there where it all smells so good and everything's so wonderful? Just everything's so great. Life is just. So I interrupted her story, so that's why I'm talking away here. And yeah. I would wish that you could continue, please.
Yeah, I wanted to hear the story.
Okay. I guess I'm going to start from the beginning, though.
You are. Go ahead. That's okay. Go ahead. It's fine. It's fine. It's
okay. I mean, you could tell the story.
I can't. I have a short-term memory.
Yeah. Okay.
I hardly remember where stuff is.
All right. I'm going to try to tell it real fast so nobody interrupts me.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
No, I don't want to tell it.
No. Come on.
It's your choice.
Okay. Susan.
She doesn't want to. We do have the scams to talk about, too.
Okay. So, scams.
So, Susan.
Yeah.
Dr. Susie, could you finish the story,
please? You really
want
to know the story?
What have I been saying? I don't want to hear the story. Don't never tell that story. I said I want to hear the story. But
I'd love to hear you beg me for it.
Okay, that's something else. But, okay.
Okay, so we eat on Passover this bitter herb we call maror, which is horseradish, which is very strong and spicy. So this guy we had tied up, named Slave Greg, and he was representing the Hebrew slaves, because of course Passover is about the freeing of the Hebrew slaves in Egypt, and yet before they can be freed, they're slaves. So they're tied up and whipped by taskmasters, and he was tied up and being whipped by a beautiful taskmaster. And this beautiful porn star, who happened to be deaf, named Savannah Jane, decides that while he's tied up and being whipped by this dominatrix, she will spoon feed him some maror, which is the bitter herbs. So she's making him eat it. And the tears are streaming down his face, and the maror is dyed red with beets, so it's dripping down his chin. It looks like blood. And people think, okay, you know, it's enough already. It's enough. You've fed him enough of this stuff. He's suffering too much. And even though it was consensual, it just felt like she should stop. So we all yell, stop, stop. But she doesn't stop. She just keeps feeding him more and more of this stuff. And he's crying and he's bawling. And we're saying, stop, stop. And finally you, Captain Max.
Uh-oh.
What did you say?
When?
Do you remember?
When?
That
when,
night.
That night.
No. You said...
I said...
She can't hear you. She's deaf.
Right. Right.
At which point,
yeah,
we stopped yelling, and we just kind of gently pulled her arm away and gave him relief.
Gave who relief?
Never mind.
did I miss something?
Yes. She's talking about Greg.
Greg.
We have some more Redditor comments real quick. I'll just throw in since we have a pause.
That's very nice, by the way.
Yeah.
What's very nice?
That story.
Oh.
Yes, I did like the story. I
remember
wanted to
that?
Hear
yeah,
it.
So yeah.
I'm glad we got to it. Yay.
Yeah, all right.
And now we get to talk about...
Now, what do you want to go to? Or should we hear some more feedback or not? Or you want to look around a little bit and then she can... give you some feedback.
Do you guys want to talk about scams?
So Harry has presented us with this big binder full of scams.
This is the scammer's Bible.
So I wonder if Harry is using cream when he compiles these scams.
Yeah, or this is cream. Like a, look at this. This is like a...
There's a lot of scams here, Harry. Okay, but April Fool's is another holiday that is on its way. And so
yes,
we
it is.
Need to be very aware of scams. Now, everyone knows about the Nigerian prince scam.
Oh, yeah, that's an old one. That's a great one.
There's mail order bride scams. Of course, the scam that I remember, which was funny, was a few years ago, I got this email from somebody who said, we got your password. And they did. They got my password to my email. And we can now release all your dirty photos and your sexual videos. And I'm like,
okay.
So what?
Sounds good.
I already did it. It's already done.
I don't care. No, I told you and I told Abe. And should I worry about this guy? I mean... because he can obviously get into my computer. He's got my password. So we did change the password, but I certainly don't care if they want to release all my videos. I've already
jumps out of the back of your chair or something.
Yeah. But beware of anybody out there who's saying that they gotcha. They don't gotcha. If you click on what they say you should click on, then they gotcha.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes.
So I think that's the bottom line for all these scams.
Yeah, of course. Of course. There's a really great filmmaker in Nigeria, actually. And his name, he calls himself Rawa, told you about. And he does all these scams on his village. you know, and everybody knows him, but he scams everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's quite brilliant stuff, and it's done obviously with very, you know, just regular cameras, and there are these villages that are falling apart, and then just next to them are these huge mansions with walls around them. Mm-hmm. You know, this is really fascinating.
Yeah.
To travel like that. As I've been traveling a lot, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, on the train.
You can go everywhere. Google, you can drive everywhere. It's kind of cool. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm Max. How are you doing, Doc? What's going on?
I'm good. I don't know. Do you...
What do you want
to... I don't know if I should start another story. I don't want to... I don't know. Should I?
Sure. This is it's all about stories. Everybody's got a story. Here's the thing about stories, very important.
Tell us.
Either they believe your story or you believe their story. If you believe their story, watch out.
But what if they're telling you facts? What if they're scientists?
Then it could turn out great, actually.
Well, okay.
That's why you take a chance.
I think that's unfortunately the way a lot of people think these days. Is you're either going to believe my story or your story, and I don't care if you have the facts, because I like my story. I like the story, for instance, that Trump won. I like the story that sex is bad for you. Whatever story they like, that's the story they want to believe. I tell stories, but I am interested in other people's stories. I don't want to just believe my story. I want to hear all the stories of the world and maybe get some truth from that.
Very interesting in reading some of these comments. It's all about somebody else, not about them. You know, This is horrible. Something should be done.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, most people believe their own story.
Well, yeah.
They don't want to believe that they might be wrong, that they might need to learn a lesson. And I don't know, maybe I just always am thinking I could be the one that's wrong. And I
never think
I listen.
That ever. It's otherwise.
Right, I know. You always think you're right.
That's absolutely, because if I'm not, then I'm doing something wrong.
That's why when I want you to hear a story of mine, I always have to kind of tease you into it.
Dr. Susie.
Yeah.
I've been hearing your story for around 31 years.
That's true, because I'm a good tease. I'm a very good tease.
Every week.
I know how to tell a story.
I watched some extraordinary footage of... part of LA's underground, sex underground.
Yeah.
When we went down there, there was nobody down there. Nobody. You were in that big warehouse.
Are you talking about our?
Yes, no,
okay,
I'm not.
Okay, when you said sex underground, I'm not sure who you're talking about.
I'm talking about history, cultural
but
history.
Our show.
Yes.
The Dr. Susan
yes,
Block Show.
Right.
We did a lot of great shows downtown.
Extraordinary.
Orgies. And they were all consensual.
Art shows like some no one had ever seen. Art shows like
that. I hope
that.
We can do that again. But I don't know.
Well, you're not going to fit a whole lot of people in here. But
well, not in here. But
Oh.
We had huge places. One of our places was like almost 20,000 square feet.
14,000, 16,000.
17,000 when
yeah,
we had the two spaces yeah. together. Yeah, we had some huge, amazing events. And I remember one of our Passovers, which was one that we combined with Easter, you had just gotten out of the hospital and you appeared like Jesus resurrected. after your heart surgery, remember?
I don't remember that, but no? I certainly would like to see that footage.
Well, maybe we'll show that next week. you appear out of the darkness.
But to get back to the other part, so I've been listening to the stories for 31 years. It's okay. I love them. Imagine I didn't like your stories.
I guess so.
Yeah, and if you didn't like my story, so we have good stories.
I'm new to all these stories, so I love them all. These are just stories. I feel lucky.
But, you know, they're human stories. I lived with this woman 24 hours a day, except when I was in prison.
And then we talked on the phone as much as possible.
Every night, right.
Pretty much all the time.
Right. Can I ask a question about those phone calls? Did you guys have any phone sex on those prison phone calls?
All the time. All the time.
We were horny.
I figured.
You could probably count the times they didn't have phone sex.
I remember that. That was really nice.
Good times.
I love your stories. I mean, that's what it's all about. And we both come from theater. I come from a little theater in Genoa, Italy, which is still there, by the way, La Lecchino.
And what was that like?
That was a small, little, what do they call them here, 99-seat kind of theaters. I forget, there's a name for them. Anyway, it was kind of like
Equity
that.
Waiver.
Right, so... But each one had a censor in it, in the audience. Okay, there would be an Italian censor who would sit back there and take notes about this piece. So you couldn't say certain words. Okay, so we rigged up signs that dropped down, you know, and so the actors would do their line, and then they'd go, "And fuck!" And because it was printed, that was okay. That was literature. That was something to defend, you know, versus other things. So that's what that little theater was like.
Yeah, I've heard that story, and I never understand how the written word is okay, but saying it
is not. Right. E non è bella figura, eh?
Yeah.
It's not something really that you should be doing. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, all right. So go ahead.
This show after this will be our sexy Seder. And years ago, Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, who has become very right-wing lately, so we do not see eye to eye, but he was my friend. I mean, I'm not going to say he's not my friend anymore, but we're certainly on opposite ends of the political spectrum. But in those days, he invited me and Max over to his house, which was filled with children, like 12 children, something like that. And he's a young guy, like 35, so he's been busy. And he had a Seder, and everybody was doing the prayers, and I kind of followed along for most of it. And then he did this ritual that I'd never seen before, because it's a Sephardic ritual, and I grew up Ashkenazi. Okay, most people don't know the difference, but basically it was kind of a Persian Jewish ritual. And so... in this ritual, you take a scallion and you whack the shoulder of the person next to you as you're singing this traditional song, which is Dayenu. So Jews know how it goes. Die, Dayenu, die, Dayenu, 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 die, Dayenu, die, Dayenu,
Dayenu. While you were whipping someone with an onion.
With an onion, right.
All right,
so
there you have it.
I just went, whoa, kinky. Of course, the rabbi and everybody there did not understand kinky. And I actually didn't say it in front of everybody because there were a bunch of kids there. But I took that ritual home, And I just extended it into not just banging on the shoulders, but on the butt. And not just with scallions, but with leeks, because those pack more of a wallop. So that's become my Passover Seder kinky ritual, is flogging on the ass with leeks. Or scallions, if you can't get leeks, during Dianu. And of course, they all break at a certain point, at which point you go to
you smell
your
like
regular
a,
leather floggers.
Yeah, you smell like an onion.
Yeah, you do. That's one of the problems.
Your whole ass, everything is, oh, yeah, God.
Now, besides the ass, on this particular video, we have Dayton Rain's humongous boobs. Now, Dayton is a petite lady.
Yeah.
Shorter than me. And she has 32 triple D boobs. So you can imagine. And she really got something out of the Seder because she was raised in a household filled with Hitler memorabilia.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Remember, Max?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
All the Hitler memorabilia.
Yeah, well, you know, it was, yeah. Her father was an Italian from Sicily. He's a barber like in the village. And he's
not all Italian Sicilian barbers like Hitler. But this one did.
This one apparently had felt something in common with him. Yes.
Very much. He was an admirer of Hitler. Right. Yep. And she grew up with this.
Like Trump was also.
Well, she liked Trump. I know she still likes Trump. But she did open her mind and her heart. And, of course, her heart being under those enormous boobs. And she really got into it. I feel there's hope for everyone. I mean, if there's hope for someone who grew up with Hitler as a hero to enjoy the celebration of Passover and be open to that, I think there's hope for everyone. It's the bonobo way.
Here.
And I really did enjoy using Dayton's boobs. Well, we usually use them as an altar in Bonoboville Communion.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I also use them as kind of a serving plate. Because there's a ritual in Passover where you've got your wine and you're supposed to spill a drop of it for each of the 10 plagues that God wrought upon the Egyptians. Mm-hmm. So that's supposed to mean you feel sorry for the Egyptians. It's really lame, actually, because there's plenty of wine and you're not really losing anything. But it's a game that you play with your guilt. And the guilt, though, is real. When certain people triumph in a military way, other people lose and are killed. And in the story of Passover, the Hebrews go across the Red Sea because God, Adonai, opens up the sea when Moses puts out his staff. Y'all know about Charlton Heston and the Ten Commandments. He puts out his staff and the waters open up and the Jews walk across and it's a beautiful miracle, except that once they get across, the Egyptians are all drowned because the waters rush back. Of course, the Egyptians were going to try to bring those Hebrew slaves back and put them to work again. So you could say they deserve it, but they don't deserve it because Pharaoh sent them out there and a lot of them were drafted or they did it because that's the only job they could get. So it's a tragedy. There are so many tragedies in the Bible that are presented as triumphs. It's no wonder people are confused. But anyway, I really enjoyed using Dayton's boobs as the plate that you're supposed to spill the wine into. And yeah, you're supposed to just leave the wine on your plate, but I couldn't just leave the wine all over Dayton's boobs because, you know, they're her boobs. So yeah, I licked it all off.
Yeah, well, that's polite.
The best. I think that's the best choice you made. I think polite. You made the right decision there.
Yeah,
I spilled it on you. I'll just lick it up. Yum. Not a problem.
Best 10 plagues I ever tasted. Messy. Golly, that's what you call sugar tits. Passover stories, Pesach Sameach. Speaking of Trump, did you hear he said that the MAGA people were hugging and kissing the police? Now, somehow I missed the hugging and kissing. I saw that they were hanging out together and taking selfies, which I thought was kind of alarming. But hugging and kissing, now me being a sex therapist, sex maniac, I would like to see that if anybody has video. Hugging and kissing. Speaking of hugging and kissing, I just want to give a shout out to Lil Nas, who did a great video. It's called Call Me By Your Name. Now, Armie Hammer did a movie of the same name, but they have nothing to do with each other, I think. There's no cannibalism in Lil Nas's video. But at the same time, it is a very sexy video. Not that cannibalism is sexy. Yeah. This is sexy. The sexiest part is when Lil Nas gives Satan a lap dance. See, I knew I would tie religion in there, right?
Yeah.
It's appropriate.
It's pretty cool.
It's appropriate.
And Fox TV, of course, got all upset about it.
Of course. Well, that's what Fox TV is there for. Get upset about everything.
Lil Nas, he's sexy.
Yeah, he is sexy. I agree with that.
And masks are sexy, so wear your mask. We're still not out of the dark tunnel.
Yeah, we're not. And like, I've been like out in the city a little bit. I've seen like some things and people being a little reckless just because they're out and about. So please, like, keep your distance from people. Wear your mask out in public.
Max?
Yes, I'm actually reading some of the comments, trying to figure out if I wanted to respond to something.
I mean, there's tons. Thanks so much for everyone tuning in and participating. We're sorry we can't get to all of them, but thank you guys. You guys are you're making this a blast.
We have a lot of fun. It's not like any other radio station. It isn't the what's his name thing.
Not the what's experience. His name. No, none of that.
Experience.
It's not experience. It's a different experience.
Oh, it's a different experience. What's a different experience?
But listen, if you don't feel comfortable calling during a show.
Don't call us.
You might want to call when we're off the air.
Right.
And that number is 213-291-9497. That's an information line, but if you just press 1, it
they'll be connected
through to us. To
one of our fine bonobos.
And yes, we specialize in helping victims of religious sexual abuse. So you might want to talk about it. And no, you won't go to hell for it, but you just might feel a lot better.
Let's take messages. I want to hear some
comment in there right now. Drinks H2O just said he's digging the vibe. So thanks for tuning in. He's been commenting throughout the night. He or she or they.
Who is it? What's
Drinks H2O. The leaks or the butt breaks.
H2O.
I don't know what we were talking about when they commented that, but yeah.
Well, I think they were talking about funny. the Diana.
Oh yeah, the leaks Diana or the song. Butt breaks.
Oh yeah.
So
the leaks.
Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in, everyone across all the platforms.
Yeah.
Okay. Only smack your neighbor with scallions or leaks consensually.
Right. Okay.
Not everyone wants to smell like an onion.
Right.
Well, I mean, but it is a lot of fun.
I mean, some people like to smell like something. Like, some people like to smell like garlic, like Italians. all got garlic breath.
Well, I mean, you know, Passover,
I can say that,
Pesach is the holiday of bondage.
Right.
Now, the bondage that the holiday is about is non-consensual, of course. It's real slavery. We don't know if the stories that are told in Passover are historically true. I don't think most of them are. But still, it is a holiday about freedom from slavery. And yet, it's also kind of kinky. If you're into it consensually, then a little flogging is fun. A little shackling is fun if you're into consensually. So freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but restraint is a close second.
Hallelujah.
Hear, hear.
Consensually, of course.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. And we want to hear from you.
Oh, and by the way,
yes.
On any Jewish holiday, it's a mitzvah, which means a good deed.
Deed.
To have sex.
Sex.
You know about that.
I know all about that. Let's have more holidays.
It's supposed to be just sex between husband and wife is the good thing, but I expand it to any kind of sex that's consensual is good.
That could be frightening for someone.
Well, obviously, it has been. And if you are frightened by sex that is consensual and good, then you really need to call the Block Institute.
Yes, and we just had more requests for the links and phone numbers, so we just responded to those, checked those platforms, but just so we're saying them, the sex therapy line is 213-291-9497, and our call-in number for next week is 626-461-5950. Thanks, everyone, for asking.
And we're here for you 24/7, and holiday time is often a stressful time. The coronapocalypse is a stressful time. The ending of the coronapocalypse is a stressful time. People are stressed by a lot of things. And you know what's the biggest thing that people are stressed by? The inequality of our society, okay? This show is called Fuck the Rich for a reason. We talk about a lot of things. We talk about sex, politics, culture. But we talk about how the rich need to get fucked before they get eaten, meaning they should get taxed. Taxed! Taxed! Your charities, that's not enough. It's all good, you know, give to your charities. That's nice.
So you pay no taxes.
But, you know, your charities are a write-off. And also, they're your charities. They're not necessarily what we think your money should go to. Your money should go to the people. Your money should not be just up to you what you do with it. We know you worked really hard and you should have a lot of money, okay? But billions, over 100 billion, I don't care how hard you worked, you didn't work for that. A lot of other people worked for that. And you probably had a head start from your parents. You probably weren't born with nothing. Maybe a couple of you were, but mostly people get a nice head start, and they went from rags to riches. Like the Trumpuses' rags started with $400 million.
Yeah, a lot of families like that.
Mm.
A lot of families, a lot of people who amassed wealth, which is not capitalism. The amassing of wealth is not capitalism.
Passing it on from family to family. Yeah,
that's capitalism.
Monarchy.
I made it. Yeah, but... you know, that's how they believe.
Well, you know what? You know that little story you told? It's either your story or my story. Yeah. It's enough of that story that they worked for all that money, because they didn't. Mr. Jeff Bezos, he works really hard, I can tell. You can just tell by the look in his eyes. And he's stressed. You can tell. A lot of these billionaires, they are stressed out by all that money.
They can't move.
No.
They can't. They have bodyguards. There's a whole thing that happens. And they still get a pie in the face.
So it's not like they're just living a life of pleasure and ease. They're not. But they are desperate to hang on to their money. As our hero, Bernie Sanders, said, Jeff Bezos, come on. You got almost $200 billion and you don't want to let your workers have more money, have more security. You want to actually pay millions of dollars to stop your workers from unionizing. What's wrong with you? And you won't let the drivers go to the bathroom. I mean, they got to, what, pee in a bottle or something? Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. Fuck the rich.
Fuck the rich.
Give back, not to your charity.
Yeah, and I'm not just talking about having a nice roll in the hay with your local sex worker, although that's fine, and I hope you pay her $1 million if you're a billionaire. But I'm talking about giving up some of that money, taxes, right? And I know taxing isn't a perfect situation.
They need to pay for beauty. They need to pay for freedom, freedom from hunger. Okay.
And by the way, Pete Buttigieg, or however you pronounce that, or
I know who he is.
Yeah,
that Buttigieg, guy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But I don't want to say it. But
yeah,
anyway,
don't say it.
Yeah, he's saying tax all these drivers for using the roads. Okay, I get it. Yeah, but a lot of them are using the roads to drive our stuff.
On behalf of someone.
Yes, or they're...
It's not them, they're trying to
get to work. Yeah. Let's tax the rich. Let's do that wealth tax. Wealth tax,
wealth tax,
wealth tax, wealth tax.
Wealth tax. We didn't practice that anymore.
Beautiful. Wealth tax. You can just hear the Republicans. Who are these people?
I just felt like the whole roar of the
Who are these people? Get a dossier going.
Hey. I agree with you, Dr. Susie.
Pesach Sameach to my lawnsmen and everybody. Happy springtime. Make like bunnies and do it consensually, of course, and practice safer sex, which might mean wearing a condom or a mask. Or it might just mean masturbate and cream all you want. Okay, so make like bonobos.
There goes for everybody.
Bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzees. They're into female empowerment and male well-being. That's very important.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, Don Pascal, shout out to him for acknowledging that male well-being is an important aspect of the bonobo way, just like right. Female empowerment and sex positivity, peace through pleasure. This is what we need. Also, shout out to Veronica Monet, who's been a great supporter of us as well as the bonobos.
Hi.
Hey, Veronica. And certainly has been right on it with me and Mistress Matisse and Tracy Kwan and a lot of people who are talking about the spa shootings, the massage parlor massacre as the terrible anti-sex worker crime that it is. And also shout out to Goddess Soma, who's been out there supporting sex workers and also supporting the houseless people in Echo Park that are being swept away by the rich who don't like to see them.
They don't like the scenery.
They're not giving them houses.
No, of course not.
But they are just sweeping them away. Yeah. It's terrible what the rich are doing to the poor and the middle class in this country. Yeah, and if you think, oh, it's just the homeless, the houseless, it's not me. Well, it's a slippery slope, my friend.
Oh, absolutely. Certainly at my age, chances are.
There's a lot of elder abuse going on in these homes.
And fraud.
And fraud. And scams.
Scams, man.
Yes,
scams.
We're going to come back to the scams and over again. Beware of the scams.
I love to play with them. All those salespeople, poor people.
Yeah, Max, you are really good at that.
Just don't click. what they say to
don't
click.
Don't click anything you don't know.
I don't click
more
nothing.
More to come. We're going to keep talking about it.
And don't click and don't pull the trigger, okay? Lock your guns up. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
I love you too.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.